Heath, as I understand it, supporters of this bill have been quoted saying that they need it to attract companies to the spaceport who are concerned about confidentiality. But opponents say security protocols and truly proprietary information is already protected in New Mexico's Inspection of Public Records Act.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a gray area. There is an exemption for the Economic Development Department, and whether it applies to Spaceport America on proprietary company information isn't clear. I think it's sort of a red herring explanation by spaceport officials, actually, because if you look at the bill, it doesn't just protect Virgin Galactic's trade secrets. It protects the state from having to tell us how much Virgin Galactic is paying in rent, to show us their lease agreement, really basic stuff that should be public record.
You wrote a column which noted that you have not been able to even get, basic details about spaceport finances, even things where they have made claims, for instance, about being an economic development right. engine for the state.
Right. They called me out of the blue last month, wanted to interview, said they wanted to answer any questions I had, and then proceeded to explain to me why they didn't want to answer many of my questions. And that fiscal analysis is one of them. They claim that in fiscal year 2016, the state invested $944,000, and the economic return to the state was $20.8 million. That's a fabulous story if it's true, but then my question is, show me the data, and they didn't want to show me the data. I would think transparency would help them in this case. If it's true, and the media can report that it's just true, that the state is having a huge financial return on its investment, that public support for the project would increase.
Yeah, and of course, this is so relevant because very often we hear about the general fund, which is under such stress right now, yeah. providing money to the spaceport. But there's also a contribution locally to mm-hmm. the spaceport every time we buy something and we have gross receipts tax going toward the spaceport.
Yeah, voters in Doniana County and Sierra County approved a gross receipts tax increase a decade ago, over 20 years, so we're halfway through it. That we help fund the construction of the spaceport, and I'm not sure where that money's going now that construction is complete, but that's an open question, too, that maybe there are records that would help us understand that better.
Assuming the bill fails, do you think this would be an opening in the next legislative session for the rebirth of a bill that could put the spaceport up for sale? Of course, as a private entity, a lot more could be kept private. And certainly there are entrepreneurs who have announced plans to build spaceports elsewhere. This would be an opportunity for them or others to purchase a spaceport rather than starting from scratch.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is you can't have it both ways when you're trying to construct, to do a big economic development project. You can do it privately. You can do it publicly, but if you do it publicly, even as a public-private partnership like this is, where the state is investing in the infrastructure and companies like Virgin Galactic are investing in their rockets, you're subject to transparency then. And I am sympathetic to the argument that trade secrets need to be kept secret, that Virgin Galactic and these other companies are competing with each other, and that's an easy exemption in the law. But how much they're paying to the state, how much taxpayers are getting back on their investment is not. So, yeah, I could see that argument coming up again, as it has in the past, that maybe we should try to sell it. I don't know that there's a buyer for it, so I don't know that it would be taken seriously.
Okay. In terms of getting information, let's get a little on mm-hmm. during Sunshine Week. Let's get yeah. a little education about this. You, as owner of nmpolitics.net, have filed lawsuits before to get information when folks deny that. But
right.
I'm wondering, I mean, is there another way? I mean, not all journalists, we're struggling now financially
right.
as an industry, have the finances to pay for lawyers to deal with this.
Right. And you know, average citizens, even more than journalistic organizations, perhaps, it can be really difficult to put together the resources to file a civil lawsuit when you're not given records that the law says you're entitled to. The other avenue of recourse is to file a complaint with the Attorney General's office, and they can investigate and issue a determination there was a violation of the Public Records Act or there was not. And if they determine that there was, the AG has the option of filing a civil lawsuit on behalf of the person who was not given records. It doesn't happen very often, but it's something that can happen, sure.
All right. Heath Houseman, he is the publisher, owner of nmpolitics.net and a KRWG partner. Heath, great having you here.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Fred.